This is absolutely disgusting. We all know you can't avoid spam on the network, but the fact that Knot is growing is so fast in popularity clearly sends a message.
The good news is the far left has been calling Trump a fascist for forever, but now we're beginning to see that maybe he's just a communist.
Unfortunately, a lot of lessons in life get learned the hard way. The good news is this one is coming at us and there's still time to get out of the train.
If you're not holding Bitcoin in self-custody, you will at some point lose it. It's not a maybe, it's a 100% certainty. If you're still lingering on that thought, you know, debating whether you should learn 7 steps, I strongly urge you to reconsider.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Bitcoin Banter. The man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Tony Osbeck is back, and I've got Greer Hall as well. Gents, let's jump right in. So the big news over the weekend, I think it was, there was a space on X where basically some core sympathizers were bragging that they are attacking, DOS attacking Knot's runners. And so we've had a lot of people ask questions about, hey, could you dig into this a little bit? We're going to keep this high level, but basically, Greer, I'm going to let you frame sort of our understanding of the attack, and then we'll talk about sort of our opinions of that.
Yeah, sure. So another battle between Core and Knot's playing out for all to see. So this is a complicated issue, and I've had to spend a lot of time trying to understand some of the nuances. But high level here, Knot's is an alternative to Core. If you don't like spam on Bitcoin's time chain, if you think Bitcoin is money, then you're probably going to fall on the Knot side because it gives you a way to filter spam, although imperfectly. Spam is still going to get into the blocks because people are willing to pay Mara and their service, Slipstream, any miner that does this, a fee to get your JPEG or whatever on Bitcoin. So what happened here is there are some core devs that are kind of laughing at Knot's node runners that live throughout the U.S., and use Comcast as their ISP. Because they're able to see where these users are based on their node, not the one that the Bitcoin Way recommends, but a different one, they're able to throttle the node essentially and forcing that person to go over their data cap that Comcast, their ISP, provides. So imagine you are a regular guy, you like this debate, you have Bitcoin, you buy a node, you run Knot's, and now you're being targeted by people who are, you know, very intelligent devs. They are making your internet data traffic essentially get used up by your node, and your kids can't do their online homework. You might have trouble ordering groceries. Imagine not being able to access the internet as easily as you could prior to this. The problem is that, you know, if you are trying to do your part, it's not enough. We need more people running Knot's. You can see that the increase in Knot's is, I think it's around 17% of nodes. We need more people who identify either on one of these side, whatever side you pick. I think this is going to be good because it raises the debate. Everybody is tired of it. It's messy. We're picking sides. But ultimately, it's not about the nodes. It's about mining becoming too centralized. So the solution here is run a miner at home, or, you know, pool your friends together and be an advocate for mining. The more decentralized the mining comes, the less incentive there is to include the spam on the time chain. There's really no good answer. And unfortunately, we're watching people who are very well known fall on either side of this argument, and it's having some implications. My recommendation is get into the debate, figure out what side you fall on, and then take some action. We want to just stack sats and chill, but this is really a moment where that's not enough. You really need to pick a side, and it's going to be a process because, again, like I said, this is pretty complicated.
Yeah, so if I could just speak bluntly for anyone listening who has been curious where we stand on this stuff, I think all three of us run Knot's. We give our clients the option if they want to run Knot's or Core. We use hardware that wouldn't be susceptible to this particular attack. All open source, only the best, as you would expect from the Bitcoin Way. But I think philosophically, we all side with Bitcoin is money. Greer, I completely agree with you. In the short term, running Knot's isn't going to prevent spam from getting into the blockchain. But over a long enough time horizon, if we can grow the number of people running knots, it can certainly help. If we can apply hash rate to the network with a hosted solution like simple mining and point our hash rate to Ocean or solo mine, we can help you set up a solo miner at the Bitcoin way. All of those things can go a long way. Tomorrow, it's not going to get fixed. Over a long enough time horizon, perhaps. So that's a fight worth fighting, in my opinion. And Tony, I would love to have your take on all of this.
Yeah, man, this is wild that it's still going on for it's intensifying the more time goes on. What's really upsetting and disappointing for me is that you have people in the Bitcoin space, dividing the line amongst each other and losing sight of what the bigger picture is. Bitcoin is about the separation of money and state. That's who the enemy is. That's where the attention and energy should be focused on. Not amongst stupid things like this that are, have gotten completely out of hand. And the fact that there are, quote unquote, influential people making the comments that they are, poking fun, willingly wanting to destroy people's internet connections, making their lives miserable, is absolutely appalling. These people should be receipts should be made about them if they offer a service, avoid it completely, because that tells you the nature of the human being behind this thing. This is absolutely disgusting. We all know you can't avoid spam on the network, but the fact that Knots is growing is so fast in popularity clearly sends a message that there are more people that want to de-incentivize this garbage off of the Bitcoin blockchain and, reserve it solely for monetary use. The fact that you can put spam doesn't mean you should. And again, the focus should be on, the main target, the separation of money and state. This tension is becoming, way too out of control. And it's got to stop at some point. Luckily for all of us, none of these idiots break Bitcoin. But, the fact that the bickering is continuing between, one team and another is not helpful to the bigger picture. So hopefully at some point this thing will subside. And again, if you want to prevent this completely, you guys mentioned something very important. Every pleb should get into solo mining and routing it via their own node. If we don't want to deal with the headaches of centralized mining, this is the way to do it. Right now, if we have enough people, enough numbers doing the solo mining, which again is not expensive, nor is it very hard. We guide people with this on a weekly basis. We get enough people to do this, then this becomes like a non-issue given, enough time in the future. I'm really hoping, people, your plebs, especially who are invested in Bitcoin, who see it as the future of money, will start, stepping up to the game, because clearly, if we're going to rely on, the quote unquote influencers in the space, it's going to put off a lot of people. So that's all I have to say about this.
Well said. This is your call to action for everyone listening. Run a node. We'd encourage Knots, but again, we can help you either direction. Alrighty, up next, we've got Powell seems to be confirming that the Federal Reserve is abandoning its 2% average inflation target. Says that Powell said the Fed has adopted a new framework that removes the reference to the central bank seeking inflation that averages 2% over time. And so this is something that Larry Lepard calls out as a sign of the big print, which he has been calling for quite some time. Again, I like to say the gold bugs have always been right. They were just too soon in many cases, and many of them, unfortunately, have not adopted the faster horse of Bitcoin, but Larry's one of the good ones. So a lot of money printing likely to come. Tony, you've seen this story, man. You're probably not at all surprised.
Not at all, man. I mean, gold bugs and Bitcoiners have known this all along, that the same way they removed the debt ceiling because, it became stupid at this point to have one. Now they're removing the 2% inflation target because that is impossible to achieve. In fact, inflation these days are double digits. I don't believe any of the government numbers. What they're issuing is complete nonsense. The big print, this is going to be a catastrophic series of events that are going to be unfolding, very, very soon. I mean, people don't realize how bad things are, but they are extremely bad. And when they break, depending where they break, You know, the norm usually turns into violence. And that's the part that worries me the most, because, you know, when people have to eat, they will resort to whatever comes to mind. And at some point, violence against the government will be justified in the minds of desperate people. So if you think this is a movie or something that's isolated to a handful of countries, you are delusional. When the money breaks, and it is clearly breaking, prepare yourself for anything. And you don't want to be living in a jurisdiction where this becomes a physical danger to you or your family. So not only do you have to protect your money, you have to protect yourself. You know, move to jurisdictions where you are somehow unlikely to encounter anything like this. So the steps have to be taken in advance. You can't wait until your house is on fire to exit. You need to prepare from now. Bitcoin in self-custody, jurisdictional freedom. That is, in my opinion, the best way to protect yourself against what is unavoidably coming.
Greer, how are you protecting yourself, man?
Yeah, everything is more expensive on a dollar standard, and everything gets cheaper when you have Bitcoin. So I think that, you know, the Fed is the gun, and Trump is about to pull the trigger here with his new governor replacement, and the big print is really... it's on the doorstep. You know, the good news is that you can still buy Bitcoin today. You can buy it under all-time high. And my plan is just to purchase as much as I possibly can and hopefully watch this happen from the sidelines. But the hard part is knowing all the people who I've tried to talk to about Bitcoin and have refused it. Unfortunately, a lot of lessons in life get learned the hard way. The good news is this one is coming at us, and there's still time to get out of the train. But I think there's never been a more important time to start buying Bitcoin and moving it offline, moving it into a place where you control the keys. This is the revolution. Bitcoin in self-custody is unconfiscatable, and that's exactly what you need when the money starts to deteriorate like this.
Yeah. And by the way, something that I've grown to appreciate a lot since working with the Bitcoin Way is accumulating non-KYC Bitcoin. So for anyone listening, that is something we help with. We're fortunate at the Bitcoin Way to earn in non-KYC Bitcoin. But for many, that's not a luxury they have. So think about that. How are you going to protect your privacy as someone who holds Bitcoin? Very important stuff. Alrighty, guys, the dollar's purchasing power has declined by 40% over the last 25 years. So own assets or be left behind. I would say own Bitcoin or really be left behind. But this is from the St. Louis Fed and the Bureau of Labor Statistics. $100 back in 2000 will get you almost $59 today. Crazy stuff. So the big print is coming, according to Larry. It seems like it's already been here for the last 25 years. Tony, what's your take on all of this?
Yeah, man, like I said earlier, the end is here. The expiration date is, you know, just knocking on the door. The fact that it lost 40% since just the year 2000, that's 25 years ago, that is crazy, man. That means that, you know, every once in a while, you know, the acceleration just goes on, you know, an exponential uprise. This year, if the theories are correct, I have no idea how many zeros are going to be coming off that money printer. But if you think, you know, prices are high now, it's going to become a real mess, you know, by the end of the year. So you have to hopefully be in a position to hedge against this by holding assets that are, you know, that work against inflation, whether it's gold, if, you know, that's your thing and that's what you understand, or, you know, more preferably Bitcoin, because it is the fastest horse in the race. But of course, it comes from the world of tech and you need to understand this, you know, more than it being a speculative asset that you're going to, you know, trade on. Bitcoin has all the properties of something you want to hold, you know, the finite supply, the deflationary properties, and more importantly, the fact that no living soul can manipulate and corrupt it. So that's what I would place my bets on. Of course, this is not financial advice, but I do urge everyone, you know, especially if you're holding on to dollars, to get out, because whatever you buy, whatever you hold on to right now is going to be much better than just leaving it as cash in your bank account, because that is going to disappear.
Amen. Greer, anything you'd add to that?
No, I think that's all right. It's impossible to follow that, but with something better, you know, Tony said it all. You still have an option. You know, Bitcoin is the escape hatch. We say it a lot, but it really is the only alternative. And because you have a choice, you have to get in the game and make the choice. Pivot to Bitcoin, leave the fiat world behind. You know, other than that, it's just total destruction.
Yeah. All righty, guys. The U.S. government has officially acquired a 10% stake in Intel. And Hodl Magoo says, I'm sure this would never happen to any paper Bitcoin company. So the good news is the far left has been calling Trump a fascist for forever, but now we're beginning to see that maybe he's just a communist. And so, you know, I don't know, pick your poison, but I think we talked about this, was it last week? We talked about the easiest way, budget neutral way for the U.S. government to accumulate a bunch of Bitcoin is to buy or confiscate. And by buy, I mean like at $0 MicroStrategy or something like that. What do you think, Greer? Take this one first. Would you anticipate a paper Bitcoin company, a Bitcoin treasury company, being purchased or in some way acquired by the U.S.?
It's not hard to imagine anymore. You know, I think the way that Trump frames these arguments is that it's good for the United States. He made a post about how if you disagreed with him, you were stupid. And I think Bitcoiners are right. It's the easiest thing to walk over to some building in Tyson's Corner, Virginia, from Washington, D.C., where they hold a lot of Bitcoin, and just take a stake in it. You know, I think that we're right on the edge here. I think if you're an American and you love Trump, you see what he's doing. You're saying that Trump is trying to compete with China. So the U.S. has an interest in purchasing a chip maker. And while that argument might have merit, we don't want the government manipulating free markets. So I think the next step is, you know, what else do they want? And, you know, Trump has been very clear that they want to do this again. They want to buy as much of U.S. Industry as possible. And it's quite different than a private-public partnership that you might see with a defense contractor. This is a far step. And it's not wrong to wonder, are they going to purchase a very popular exchange or a very popular company that holds Bitcoin? It's budget neutral. They can wave a pen and the ownership changes hands without anyone being able to protest it. Again, they cannot take your Bitcoin if it's in cold storage. It's impossible. But if you are one of these companies, you rely on an exchange, there's definitely a path to confiscation here.
And by the way, a company like Intel, if you think that the federal government is taking a stake in Intel with the intention of beefing up their consumer product line versus their, you know, the products that are designed for defense or the interests of the government, I think you're probably hallucinating. Greer, to your point, though, our next story was actually the U.S. government is planning on taking ownership in more companies. So, Tony, this is, to me, feels like a very dangerous precedent. I would love to hear what you're thinking.
When you build a system to steal, what do you expect its players and actors to do? They're going to continue stealing, right? But they're going to, you know, continue becoming creative in the way they steal. So yes, this is the perfect budget neutral way to acquire more Bitcoin, is to simply take it away. And I think this is going to be a very painful lesson for a lot of Americans, you know, especially because I know Americans have a deep, deep sense of patriotism, which is fully justified. But I think a lot of folks are starting to realize, you know, that the America they know and the American government are two very separate things. And the American government does not represent the people. And, you know, their actions are starting to come out a lot more, especially these days, which is not, you know, gaining any fans or rising in popularity. This is very concerning. Those who think they live in the States and they're safe from, you know, whether it's theft, bank collapses, confiscations, you are going to get, you know, a very harsh and very, very painful wake-up call very, very soon. Because as things get desperate, these solutions are not, you know, imaginary. They will happen because it's the only play they have in order to desperately remain relevant. So if you're not holding Bitcoin in self-custody, you will at some point lose it. It's not a maybe. It's a 100% certainty. And so if you're still lingering on that thought, you know, debating whether you should learn seven steps, I strongly urge you to reconsider, because I don't know how much time you have, but by the looks of it, you know, there's time is on fast forward right now. And so you can wake up one day and poof, you know, either you have access to nothing or it's just gone. So pick your poison. This is not a joke. Again, it's not a movie, and it's not certainly not happening elsewhere. It's happening right there in your own home territory. So pay attention and act accordingly.
So just a word of encouragement to people listening. So I think we tend to be tribalistic in nature, right? You pick a side, you're team red, you're team blue, you're not, your core, whatever. It's important to be able to step back, remove yourself from attachment to any politician, to anyone in any level of power, and say, is the action that they're taking productive, useful? And even if you've been a hardcore MAGA person, which I was at one point in time, to be able to look at and evaluate the circumstances today and say, is this something I support? But because what we don't want to do is just chant the praises of Trump or chant the praises of the Democratic Party and lead ourselves into oblivion because we're ignoring the obvious missteps that our favorite politician takes. So step back, think clearly, think critically, and make decisions not about the person, but about the action being taken. Alrighty, guys. Up next, I can't. This is not something I can verify, but Tyler Durden says they purposely killed the BlackBerry because you could remove the battery and disable every surveillance feature on the device. Your current device is permanently on, listening and following you. If you understand this, Tony, tell me about the importance of privacy phones.
Man, this story was bothering me many years ago when the BlackBerry died. But back then, I was too much of a Steve Jobs, you know, fan that I didn't give it much attention. But in hindsight, especially after reading this post, I can see, you know, some justification to this, which is why pretty much every phone today, you know, you cannot repair it. It's sealed. They sell you the features, the distractions, you know, the ease of use and all that. And a lot of people just, you know, clearly, willingly gave all that up because, you know, they just want the perks. This is very easily a surveillance maneuver. But, you know, enough time goes by, human nature is very resilient. And there's a lot of intelligent people out there that will find a workaround to anything despite the limitations that they're confronted with. And in turn, what we have today are open source, fully private devices that function on the same hardware that was essentially created, you know, supposedly to surveil on every human being on the planet. These solutions exist. You can use them. They're free. And I strongly recommend people start looking into them. The days of trading your freedom for convenience has to stop, because one day your turn will come where you are going to be a casualty or a victim of something very, very bad. So the fact that it hasn't happened to you yet does not mean you stop paying attention to this or you don't take it seriously. That's all I have to say to this, man. Just know that you have options in the same way that the legacy system, the dollar, the euro, all that worthless garbage has now become optional. You have better money that you can opt into, Bitcoin and self-custody, surveillance, you know, the attacks on your freedom and all that. There are options to counter them as well. You just need to take them. If your fear is paralyzing you, you will go down with the ship. There's no reason to be fearful. You know, the numbers are on your side. They're on our side. There's way more of us intelligent people than they are of them. But the fear of so many gives these people the influence that they have. It's time to put an end to it. Otherwise, this world is not going to head in a very good direction for a lot of folks.
Greer, I'm curious. Did you ever have a BlackBerry?
No, not that old. No, but I think the, you know, we're really putting a lot out here today. And what I would say is, from my experience, this is a journey. You know, I woke up one day a total noob and wanted to learn about Bitcoin. And from there, learned about running a node and mining at home and all of the other things that we've talked about. To me, this is maybe should be the first step in your journey, but it's definitely a step in your journey. And what we should be thinking about is, instead of trying to do all of it at once, spend whatever time you can to learn the steps and and back into this so that you can have the autonomy and the freedom that Tony is talking about. It's really hard to do it all on a Friday afternoon and expect it to be done on, you know, Monday morning. But it's important to learn, what are these steps? How do you free yourself? And to me, it's worth going on that journey.
Well said. Alrighty, Australia is considering taxing unused bedrooms in people's homes to free up supply. This is what happens when government controls too much. They'll come for everything. So imagine you've got a family, you know, husband, wife, one kid, and you've got an extra bedroom in your house. You got to pay a tax on that, or it's being proposed anyway. This feels like the end game, the fiat end game in Australia. And it's part of the reason, Tony, I think we see so many people from Australia looking at Plan Bs and talking with us and taking calls with you to discuss this. What's your message to our friends in Australia today?
Man, this Australian government has gone like full out retard. I mean, this is like, you know, way out there in clown world. Extra bedrooms, like what's next? You know, how many extra toilets you have? Maybe how many times you piss a day? You have a quota because, you know, you're wasting whatever you're wasting. They don't know what to do anymore. This is the problem. And so they're going to keep, you know, coming up with this rubbish just to make people's lives miserable. And as you correctly pointed out, there are a ton of Australian families that are jumping ship. They are moving to better jurisdiction. You know, people that, you know, places that respect them, you know, you respect their Bitcoin, respect their freedoms, respect them as human beings. And they don't have to deal with this circus, you know, on a daily basis. This is the end for Australia. I mean, that's it. I mean, how much worse can it get? You know, at some point, you know, the collapse, you know, will just happen, and whoever is in its way will, you know, will go down, unfortunately. So if you're paying attention and you have the option to move, please consider it, because again, like we said earlier, time is no longer on your side. This is the end. It comes in many flavors, but obviously the signs are crystal clear.
Greer, do you have any follow-up to that?
Maybe it's time to get out while you can. You know, the government's looking for ways to raise money. They're looking for ways to free up housing. They love taxes. What government doesn't? I think that your money and your life is treated better in other places. So where are those? It's time to jump around and see what the world has to offer. I think there are definitely places where you can go and still maintain a wonderful quality of life. And not have to live under an oppressive government like this. You know, you think you're voting for your favorite guy until they put the screws to you. I think it's instructive here for us in the West, in America. There was so much encouragement and excitement about a new presidency. And I think we're seeing a lot of people start to wake up and say, well, you know, this isn't exactly what I voted for. And the truth is, voting, you cannot vote your way out of this. Sometimes you just have to leave.
I think that is well said. All righty, guys. Last bit of clown world. The Grayscale files an S-1 for an Avalanche AVAX ETF. So now if you're a shitcoiner, you can buy paper shitcoins much more readily. Greer, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say you're not allocating to this in your portfolio.
No, I don't even know what this particular crypto does. And I probably sound, you know, like an idiot, but I'm Bitcoin only and have been my entire journey. So I think maybe as a guess, this is just someone, you know, obviously Grayscale trying to pump up the market. You know, I know they're craving alt season 2.0, perhaps with some positive press, a paper product like this, they can drive some interest. You know, Trump's talking about crypto every other day. I just don't think if you compare these products, you know, an ETF of any kind compared to Bitcoin, the real thing, there is just no comparison. So I don't know what this is. It would never interest me.
Tony, do you think that we're going to see an announcement that Trump Media is buying AVAX, or, you know, World Liberty 5 Project, his sons are going to be buying this, and this is like a scheme of some kind? Or is this just...
Nothing would surprise me more. Nothing would surprise me. If the ETF alone wasn't rubbish, a shitcoin ETF, that's like the, you know, the peak of shitcoinery. I don't know who comes up with these brilliant ideas, man, but completely avoid this garbage. This is a waste of time, a waste of money. 99% of people who even contemplate buying this trash is going to lose their funds. And so there is no other alternative. It's Bitcoin or you risk everything. It's not worth it. Learn 7 steps, opt out of a broken system, put it in your savings, look for a better place to live, and just take back control of your life and future. It couldn't be easier than that. Yet, you know, for some reason, it seems like this monumental journey that people have to take. It's not. Start off with baby steps, man. It goes really, really fast and very, very smooth.
Not financial advice, but I don't think the Avalanche ETF is going to give you the self-sovereignty and freedom that you were hoping for. So Bitcoin and cold storage, do it the right way. Okay, guys, I think that's a good place to wrap up. For everyone listening, thanks for tuning in. Go support Greer. Get yourself some low OPSEC Bitcoin apparel at shopbirdflip.com and listen for another minute here to learn more about the Bitcoin way. We'd love to chat with you. Gents, great chatting. Tony, good to have you back, brother.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
Cheers. Hey there, thank you for tuning into Bitcoin Banter. Wanted to take a quick minute to remind you to head on over to the bitcoinway.com/podcast to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with a member of our team. It is critical that you take full control of your wealth and we can equip you with the skills needed to take 100% self-custody of your Bitcoin. For our existing clients, we also offer our Bitcoin Bootcamp, where we will conduct quarterly calls with you to reinforce the training we've provided and fill any gaps in your knowledge. While you're at it, ask about our solo mining service, something we think everybody should be doing. We also help with addressing your personal and online cybersecurity, and we can even help you set up a privacy phone free of big tech and Big Brother surveillance. Don't underestimate the amount of tracking taking place in your browser and in the apps you use every day. And finally, whether you're ready to make a move to a freedom-loving paradise or want a backup in the event of a worst-case scenario, be sure to ask about our Plan B residency program. Being untethered from a single location is one of the best ways to ensure your self-sovereignty into the future. Again, you can schedule a free consultation at thebitcoinway.com/podcast. If you are enjoying the show, please do me a favor, subscribe to our channel wherever you listen, give us a 5-star review, and drop us a comment. We would really appreciate it, and it makes it easier for others to begin finding us as we preach the gospel of financial self-sovereignty and beyond. Thank you again for listening. Until next time, stay safe, stay sovereign, and remember, the yield on Bitcoin is freedom.